Glad to have you aboard for this Agriculture Today. As we ease our way very steadily now toward the end of 2017, we take an opportunity to visit at year's end with the Dean of the College of Agriculture at K-State, who also is the Director of Agricultural Research and the Extension Service here at Kansas State in that capacity as well. John Floros is with us once again, and it's a year in review, if you will, on the state of the college in 2017. Maybe take a peek to what lies ahead for the college in 2018 as well. So, John, thank you for coming over, first of all.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
How would you characterize 2017 then? There were ups and downs. That would be the basis of it?
Definitely ups and downs. I would say more ups than downs. Obviously, one of the downs has been our budget and the budget situation for the university in general. Everybody probably by now knows that the university just experienced a third consecutive student decline. And because of that, the university had to recall back an amount of money from all its units, including our college and KSRE. So for us, we had a budget cut of 2.5% back in June, if you remember, and then another 5%. We're still going through that right now. So by the time you put it together, that means that within 6 months we've had a 7.5% cut. Very, very significant cut for our budget. But if this continues, most likely we will have to become much smaller in terms of faculty and staff in order to accommodate that kind of a cut.
Not there yet, but
not
potentially
yet.
On the brink of that.
That's right. Not there yet, but we're starting to think about a hiring freeze coming next year in anticipation of what's going to happen this next year. If student numbers go up, then I think we'll be in good shape. If state budget looks good and we don't have a cut there, then I think we're going to be okay. If neither one of those things happen, if we have a state cut or student numbers continue to go down, we're going to be in trouble. All the units have had to pay back some of the money. Some of the units more than others, simply because of, you know, some of them may have had positions that they could have capitalized on. Some of them may have had fees or grants or contracts or any kind of income that has come in. They could have used the money for that. But overall, it has been a significant impact across the college and across KSRE.
That's the downside. We wanted to get it out of the way right out the chute because there are many positive stories to tell about the College of Agriculture in 2017. And one is enrollment has held up in the face of a trend we see not only at K-State but other universities in this state, a trend of downward enrollment.
Correct. For 12 years within the college, we've increased year in and year out our student numbers, both at the undergraduate level and in some respects the graduate level. And that has continued over the last 5-6 years, with the exception of the last couple of years. What we're seeing now is we're not continue to grow anymore, but we're not dropping either. We're holding at what I would call a level playing field. Although we're graduating record numbers of students both last year and this year, we continue to bring in enough students so that our numbers don't drop. The university's numbers have dropped significantly, but for the college, our numbers have not dropped. What that tells me is, number one, most likely we have reached capacity in some of our programs, some of our larger programs, either because we don't have enough faculty to continue to teach more classes, or in many cases because we don't have enough space to really put those students in. And in other units where we can accept more kids and we can train more kids and we're looking and we're trying to get more kids, we haven't been as good in really bringing as many students in as we can.
But student placement into quality jobs out there after leaving K-State, that is surely a supportive prospect for bringing more students in because the success stories are so abundant out there.
Absolutely. And we have example after example that tells us that every student that comes through the College of Agriculture and makes it out, regardless of what the program is, they will find a well-paying job, most likely before they graduate. They will have signed in the dotted line. Some of them within a month or two after graduation. 98% of our students find a job within 2 months of graduation, December or May. The rest, 2%, 1%, 3%, depending on the year, it's probably because they're not looking for a job or because they're not looking for a job in a broader geographic area. They want to find something near close to home. But that's the good part of we train our students well. We provide them with a lot of experiences that are hands-on. We provide them with experiences that really give them real-world understanding of what it is that people are expecting of them once they go out, from summer jobs to study abroad programs to internships with a lot of different private companies out there. So by the time they graduate, not only they have the jobs, but they also have a really good understanding of what they need to do to be successful in their job. So I think kudos to our faculty and to our staff for really preparing those students well to face reality and to face that world.
And this is across all disciplines, it really is, which is equally important here.
Correct. We actually have areas of study programs, undergraduate programs, where we could easily place 2 or 3 or 5 times as many kids as we have, but we don't find enough to come into our programs.
That is a subtle pitch for the opportunities that the College of Agriculture presents in an educational sense. The research side in 2017, what jumps out to you as hallmarks of that research agriculturally at K-State?
Well, a lot of things. I mean, we are doing many very, very impactful work in many areas of agriculture and food research. You can broaden the scope and talk about crops, and you can talk about animals and animal-related agriculture. You can talk about water. You can talk about food. You can talk about all kinds of things. Bottom line is we have focused our areas of research in really things that are important to Kansas. We're working very closely to find solutions to the major issues, the major challenges that are facing our state. In some cases, the country and the world, but primarily we're concentrating to solve problems that are very pertinent to the state of Kansas. Take as an example, water. You know, we're working on more efficient irrigation techniques, and we're making progress. We're working on more efficient planting systems. We're working on different types of varieties that use less water or they're more drought resistant. We're working on varieties that are disease resistant as well as providing more yield. There's all sorts of things that we do from a crop perspective and an agronomic approach perspective to resolve water issues for Kansas. And it's interesting because some of the things that we do, they may seem at the beginning to be irrelevant to the state of Kansas. For example, we have a very large international program, but much of what we do internationally comes always back right here at home. As an example, we do a lot of work internationally for sorghum. You know, we have the Sorghum and Millet Innovation Lab. Well, much of the work that the sorghum lab is doing is designed to help developing countries in Africa, in Southeast Asia, in Latin America. But the work we do in Africa, for example, is very pertinent to what happens right here in Kansas, because the conditions in Ethiopia right now are very dry and very hot, something that we face here at home on a regular basis, and we will face more and more of that as we move into the future. So the results we're finding in Ethiopia on sorghum, we can bring them back and improve sorghum right here at home.
Those are just a couple of the multiple examples of the research we see out of the College of Agriculture at K-State. One of the enthusing parts of this, John, and we've had many of these people cross our microphones on this broadcast, but there's quite a collection, if not an army, of young researchers within the College of Agriculture right now who are bringing ideas and energy to the scene. And that is reassuring for the future, isn't it?
Absolutely. Starting about 6 years ago, we started to hire a lot of people. Those people are now getting to the point where not only they understand the system, not only they understand what's expected of them, not only they know what they need to do, but they're actually doing it. They're submitting proposals, they're formulating ideas, they're working with other collaborators from within our college or within the university or beyond the university, some of them national collaborations, some of them international collaborations. And they're actually competing more and more to bring in the resources they need to conduct their programs. And what we're starting to see is really the results of many of those younger and mid-career faculty that are now starting to have their impact.
And they are hitting their stride right now. That's exciting, frankly.
Exactly. You know, my expectation is that the college will continue to grow in terms of research for generations to come because we have hired some very, very good young faculty. And those young faculty, when you put it together with some of the really, really high-quality faculty we had here before, and they provide the mentoring, they provide the guidance, they're providing, you know, the coaching, it's a key to success, I think.
Our guest on this first half of Agriculture Today, the Dean of the College of Agriculture at K-State, John Floros, will return with John after this break. This is the K-State Radio Network.